Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, the weekly podcast. And welcome to our young artisans. Hopefully you've been practicing your one-time pads this week. You still have a whole week to get that in, and we're going to get right to that right up front. After the kids are done with their one-time pad secret encoded messages for the chance to win a official Red Ryder Daisy lever action BB gun this year and some other prizes, I've got a guest tonight that we are going to introduce you to, a military veteran and SEER specialist, that's Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape, who's now formed his own company, American Reconstruction Concepts, and based in the Pacific Northwest. With this time right now, as vulnerable as our southern border is, as the increasing threats emerge, this is the time more now than ever, is reinforced on October 7th in Israel, the need for citizens to be able to protect themselves, provide for themselves in times of emergency. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be in segment 2 and segment 3. And I'm going to have Lady Liberty in segment 4, but I've got Lady Liberty in the studio right now. Good evening, Lady Liberty.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're all excited and ready for the contest numbers.
That's right. We've got that coming up here in just a moment. I want to remind you, though, kids, if you have not had a chance to talk to Santa Claus over ham radio, you have that opportunity. Once again, the Santa Nets are taking place nightly on the 80-meter band, and that's at tailgatorsnet.com. And on December 24th and December 23rd and 24th, Santa will be on the 20-meter band for the Santa Claus Net, and sometimes Mrs. Claus shows up as well. Anyway, you can go to amron.com and just type in Santa Net in the search box. You'll find that posting from last year. The information is still the same. They run this every year. So go and find that. Find the frequencies and the times, the modes, and everything for, this is voice. But look that up. Get the kids a chance. It's a great way for the kids to get on their dad's or grandpa's ham radio with their help and actually reach out and make contact with Santa Claus. It's really a lot of fun for the kids. So I wanted to remind you to check that out. So the Young Partisan One-Time Pad Christmas giveaway this year for 17 years and younger is actually open. Also, there's an adult category. So, adults, when you get this one-time pad figured out, there's a separate category for you as well. We're giving away a Bravo 6.5 Memorial Red Ryder BB gun, custom engraved. So, we've had adults say, hey, what about us? We'd love to do something like this. Well, now you get a chance to. But when you get the password figured out and get into that password-protected page, there is nothing tonight up there for the adults. So, stand by, all right? This is all about the kids. So all their information is up there about how to enter. In the next 24 hours, by Monday evening, we should have the information for the adults. So, how you can participate in that. We're going to give you guys something a little bit extra to do. So without further ado, let's get right to it. We've got the secret coded message coming from one of our partisan, Amron partisans, retired law enforcement officer from California who has donated, and this is our 8th year now, maybe this is our 9th, 8th year, I believe, for the Red Ryder one-time pad Christmas giveaway. Lady Liberty has the secret coded message. She's going to read to you the string of numbers, so write them down carefully. Make sure you do the math and you can do in your practice so that you can decode this unbreakable encrypted message. Thank you, Liberty.
That's right, everyone. I hope you're all ready with your pencils and your notepads, because here we go with the first series in the number string. Okay, you ready? Here we go. It's 9, 8, 2, 2, 2. The next series is 6, 6, 8, 0, 6. The third series is 8, 3, 3, 5, 8. The fourth series is 7, 7, 6, 9. 1. The fifth series is 4, 6, 6, 9, 0. The last series, the number sixth series, is 8, 8, 6, 7, 0. And that's it.
There you go, kids. All right, you got your work cut out for you right now. I know some of you are already working on it. Some of you on the East Coast are probably already in bed. You'll be listening to the uploaded podcast version of this tomorrow. But we look forward to those coming in over the week. The grown-ups, check that that password-protected page for instructions for you probably by this time tomorrow night, for how the adults can participate and enter as well. We also have some runner-up prizes for the kids. We'll announce that next week when we draw the winner. Remember, the deadline is December 16th, I believe it is. Next Saturday, midnight Pacific time, is the deadline to get those in. Those names will be drawn out of our recovered Iraqi Army helmet, dropped once. No bullet holes in it. But anyway, just be listening, checking in, and you've got all week. If you haven't gotten a chance to practice where you're comfortable with it, you'll be able to do that. All right, kids, off and at 'em. And coming up right now, we've got for the grown-ups, the news and commentary. The news and commentary brought to you by Prepping 2.0. The podcast to help take your preps to the next level. And boy, do we need to be preparing. Things are not looking good. We have kind of a short news and commentary section here. This first one from OSINT Defender is, I have found to be a quite reliable source and really on top of it with a lot of latest intel. But initial reports are that Israel has given the Lebanese government and military a 48-hour ultimatum, this just came out this afternoon, to begin negotiations on an agreement to return Hezbollah to their positions, which were agreed upon by the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701, or else the IDF will launch a military operation to destroy any and all Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon up to the Litani River. Now, this is at a time when they're still going full bore in Gaza, but the Hamas are surrendering by the hundreds now. They've got these guys lined up, just dozens and dozens and dozens of them in each surrender case. These guys are hands over their heads, in their underwear, marching single file, being processed. And so Hamas is quickly becoming dismantled, weakened, and now they're getting really tired of getting rockets fired at them from the north, coming out of Lebanon and Syria. And they've been striking Syria. They've just recently struck Iranian targets outside of Damascus. So the whole thing is still just really getting started for what the Israelis have to deal with there. They're not holding back. From the S2 Underground Wire, Middle East report. This came out on December 9th. Following the visit of U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Juliana Noyes to Pakistan a few days ago, the U.S. has begun the process of expediting the immigration of Afghan refugees into the United States. Thanks, Brandon. As a reminder, Pakistan began the process of deporting all undocumented immigrants last month, which included around 1.7 million Afghan refugees. And this regime is expediting the immigration of Afghan refugees into the United States. This is on top of the Hamas and Hezbollah that are already here. This pro-Hamas movement that has sprung out of the communist Black Lives Matter and Antifa crowd. And now we have Afghan refugees being brought into the United States by this regime. Not to mention the Chinese operatives, mostly all military-age males, coming into the country with the latest reports. This is from CF.org. A group of smartly dressed Chinese migrants with pristine luggage were photographed being apprehended in California after illegally crossing the southern border. The migrants, reported to be mostly Chinese nationals fleeing authoritarian leader Xi Jinping, were lined up neatly dressed and with proper luggage as they were processed following their illegal crossing, News Nation reported. They were lined up near the San Diego County town of Hakumba Hot Springs as the county debates approving millions more in emergency funding to help shelter them. Now, while previously many of the migrants causing the U.S. border crisis had come from Central and South America, now thousands have come from China. Over the 2023 fiscal year, which ended in September, U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported 24,048 Chinese citizens were apprehended at the Mexico border. Apprehended more than the 10 preceding years combined. That's more than 10 times from the 1,970 arrests recorded during the 2022 fiscal year, and just 323 the year before, when China was under strict pandemic travel bans and lockdowns. Something wicked this way comes, and we will not be given warning when it happens. Just like October 7th in Israel, just like 9/11. One day we're going to wake up, and it is going to be a really, really bad tectonic shift day for the United States. So we want to be prepared for that. And Michael Yon, I follow him a lot of he's done such a great job covering the threat at the southern border, and he's exposed a lot of this Chinese military age males, military intelligence, special operations, Chinese special forces. These are saboteurs, assassins, intelligence agents, and advanced party support for China's attack on the United States. Mark my words. And more analysts are coming to the same conclusion, putting out the same warnings. They're going unheeded. Our border, they open it wider by the day, it seems. And this is what Michael Yon writes. And I agree. I wish he wouldn't he's on this anti-Israel, anti-Jew thing right now. But he's doing excellent work on the southern border threat. So this is why I still follow him. But by the incredibly racist Chinese Communist Party invasion, if you think Black Lives Matter and a few Ku Klux Klan who still exist are racist, you ain't seen nothing yet. CCP will kill every non-Chinese on earth and enslave the Chinese remnant, especially targeted are blacks whom they look down upon as animals. Don't take my word for it. Go to China and see. I did. That's what he writes. CCP makes Hitler look like a neighborhood bully. Zero exaggeration. No hyperbole. fact. And he's right. I've covered this, and Lady Liberty and I have covered Che Heoshin's speech that was the transcript from his speech that was smuggled out. They plan on colonizing Canada, the United States, and Australia, and in that order. And what will kick that off, stage one of that will be their attack on Taiwan. And they look at anybody that's not Chinese as genetically inferior. They see themselves as the superior race that must dominate the world and rule the world. And that means they have to take out the United States, the West, essentially. But biggest on their because of the open geography, the wide open land that we have, Canada, the U.S., and Australia, they covet the most. And now with this regime helping to facilitate it, we are in grave danger. On Thursday, 27-year-old Xiaifeng Chen was arrested in Arizona after he allegedly spray-painted swastikas on Hanukkah decorations and the wall outside of the Chabad of Kalamazoo in Michigan. The Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety said that the FBI worked in coordination with other law enforcement agencies in Arizona to locate and ultimately arrest the Chinese national. He was also booked on an unrelated charge. They didn't say what that was. On November 27th, and he's now in federal custody. And this is what they said. He was difficult to identify for us because he had no real ties to Kalamazoo, said Kalamazoo Public Safety Chief Dave Boyson. He'd only been here for about a month. He's kind of been all over the country. And I believe this is just one of 40,000 who are just kind of all over the country right now. They're here for a purpose. Well, we need to learn how to take care of ourselves when help isn't on the way, can't be on the way, won't be on the way. And if there was ever a case, like I've been saying, for the Second Amendment, it's October 7th, Southern Israel. No help came for hours. And many people are alive because those in those kibbutzes who were armed and trained responded and fought off the terrorists. There are literally tens of thousands, if you count the Chinese, the Muslims, the Hamas, the Hezbollah, now Afghans, who knows what others and how many others are planning to take down this country from within. I mean, they're already here. So when we come back, we are going to, I'll bring on Michael Coran from American Reconstruction Concepts, and we're going to talk about training and what American Reconstruction Concepts is. A couple of months ago, I started talking about the need for reforming the militias. I still believe in that. There's another component to that, and I think there always will be. There will be people that join and belong to participate in militias, and those who they don't feel called to be in a militia, but they also want to be self-reliant, trained. They want to have medical skills, survival skills, tactical skills to take care of their families or their neighborhoods. So this caters to the latter group, and that's something that I want to cover over the next, coming weeks and months, is to bring subject matter experts on to talk about this, how we can be prepared for this coming storm. So stick around, segment two coming right up with American Reconstruction Concepts and Michael Coran, the founder of that, the veteran and SEER specialist who runs that. He's the lead instructor. So stand by. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
One podcast dares to be different.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
All right, welcome back to segment two, Radio Free Redoubt. Something that I've been wanting to do for quite a while and bring a guest on. We've been covering for quite some time the increased threat, and it's not going away, it's just increasing. And our world is changing. A couple of months ago, I started off on covering an article, It's Time to Bring Back the Militias. And this is a different twist on that, not necessarily a militia, but this is just the individual citizen being prepared to respond to a threat in or around your home or your community. And really, October 7th changed so many things, changed everything. So there are people who are alive today because on October 7th, around these communities, these small isolated villages and towns and neighborhoods, there were armed and trained people who responded, and they were able to push back or defeat the terrorists or minimize the terrorists, take a lot of them out, and it saved a lot of lives. And so it completely changed the whole mindset of people in southern, well, across Israel and around the world who are paying attention. Now also we have at least estimated 25 to 40,000 Chinese military age males coming into the United States illegally. And those not even talking about those who have, gotten away per se. So now we've got these reports of Chilean and Colombian illegal immigrants hitting high-end homes. They're organizing now, and this is just an increasing threat by the day. So we have multiple threat vectors that we understand, and if there was ever a case for the Second Amendment, it was October 7th in Israel. If there's a case for citizens to be armed because help sometimes is minutes away when seconds count, sometimes it never comes, or hours away. And there's nobody there to protect you but you. So I want to introduce this next guest, and he is from American Reconstruction Concepts. Now, I've known this particular veteran for quite some time, for several years, in fact. This is Michael Cochran. He's the co-founder of American Reconstruction Concepts. He's currently an active duty Air Force SEER specialist and has served at Fairchild Air Force Base in Washington for the past several years. He's also a credentialed full-time survival tactics instructor, a certified NRA instructor, and an expert in the field of personnel recovery. A little bit of some of my background, and martial arts. As an entrepreneur, he founded a ghillie suit manufacturing company, managed a training academy, and is versed in advanced field skills currently in use by the military and law enforcement and civilians. His passion for freedom and serving others has led him to pursue a career equipping others with the skills and confidence they need to thrive as families and patriots. He was raised in the proud American traditions of liberty, personal responsibility, and civic duty. And it's a deep passion for him that he now shares with his wife, Katrinity, and beginning a new family. Congratulations. Together, they intend to pass on those traditions to their future children. Thanks for being with us, Michael. Michael Coran. And I think I said Michael Cochran, but it's Michael Coran. And thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, JJ. I really appreciate that warm introduction.
Well, you are, this is a veteran established training company. And your whole mission, I mean, it's right there in your mission statement, to train, educate, and inspire responsible citizens and first responders in life-saving mentality, skills, and tactics. So let's talk about that. How did ARC come about?
Absolutely. So whenever I found the military, it was actually just prior to enlisting the U.S. Air Force for the SEER specialist position. I got a guaranteed contract to be able to try out for selection immediately following boot camp. I made it through that. But right before that, I was actually at a critical juncture in my life where I was working as a contractor and building and handyman work, and I was 24 years old and just kind of at a juncture in my life where I needed to make a decision on which way I was going to move forward career-wise. And I really didn't enjoy being a builder quite so much as I did helping other people enhance their skills and keep up their confidence and help them to protect themselves and their families and their communities. And I'd had some experience in doing that in the past. I actually broached the topic with a friend and talked with him about setting up a training company with me. And his advice to me was, you know, it's a great idea and I applaud you a lot, but it's going to be difficult to really get into that industry without, you know, some really solid experience. And he said, hey, it's not too late to look at the military. And that was whenever I found the position there with the Air Force, which is actually, as you probably know, the only branch of the military that has a dedicated asset that is trained up for teaching the survival, evasion, resistance, and escape school. All the other branches just have a paid position where people can come back and teach that school. But this one, they had over a year long of training dedicated to the people who would be able to experience all the different aspects so that they could teach people from their experience and not just reading it out from a book. So I found that, and literally within a month of my discovery of this position, which was close to my hometown, coincidentally, in Spokane, Washington, I was signed up and heading down to boot camp. So it was kind of a discovery process, and then getting into it, it was just been a journey of a lifetime. So that was really the initiation, is putting on those skills and starting in a full-time position to help people with that. And it was born out of a desire to actually start the company that I did here now, years later, after the military.
Yeah. Now, your courses cover a pretty wide variety of skill sets. You have courses on self-defense, weapons training, wilderness survival, and then family and community preparedness. Why don't you talk about that a little bit for the listeners? Some of these skills that you think are, well, those you put at the top of your list for training. So yeah, talk about those.
For sure. And I just want to be clear too that not all of this experience that we provide the training for in our company is provided by me, because I'm blessed enough to have a network of connections with other law enforcement, military, and civilian subject matter experts that come in and help me teach a lot of the courses. But essentially what we did is we combined some different categories that we brought those people together to be able to provide the training in these several different categories. And primarily the first three is what we have a lot of our course offerings. The first one being empty hand self-defense. And that's based off of the system that was designed for the U.S. Navy SEALs back in the 80s, and it's extremely effective and fast acting. It takes very little time to get trained up in it, so that people have a baseline of skill to be able to survive and defend their lives. And then we added to that some different weapons training courses. So you see in the courses there, there's defensive handgun, tactical carbine, there's an operational night vision, some other ones revolving around defending your life with arms. And then finally, the wilderness survival, because that's been my background in the military primarily, and training people in that, I've just seen not only how it can help them in extreme or dire situations and circumstances, but also it relates to confidence and going through everyday life and just problem solving and prioritizing different things. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I do. Now, you pay attention to current events, obviously, and you see, you know, what's going on. There's a need for this. I mean, this is something that you're passionate about because you see the world changing around us.
Yes.
What do you see going on? What's on your radar that makes you say, man, we've got to get people being able to protect life, liberty, and property. This is not the world we used to live in. Things have changed. People need to get trained up and quickly with the correct skills. What do you see as kind of this the scenario that is the impetus for getting folks trained up in these skills?
Yeah, there's been a lot of inspiration that has gone into designing the courses, and then going out and starting a business to be able to provide those skills for people. Because honestly, we felt like, you know, if we didn't go out there into the industry space and start providing some of this courseware and providing opportunities for people to train, there are going to be some people that find other people, you know, reputable trainer instructors and survival schools and whatnot, and pursue that. But there's going to be a large majority of people that we reach in particular that would not have been reached, would not have been affected. And to me, that's just unsatisfactory. If we can help these people provide for them greater capability and confidence in the areas of defending their lives and surviving. And a lot of that has been born out of personal experience in my life and different friends that I've had, where I've seen that you don't get to choose the moment. The moment's going to choose you. And even for people that you would not expect to have difficult or dangerous situations creep up into their lives, not people that are constantly hazarding difficult or arduous duty, not people that are living in urban, dense population areas where you expect a higher crime rate. I know people that have lived out into literally the middle of nowhere, Idaho, and they get a knock on their door late at night, and it's some perp with a bag full of torture implements and a weapon, and coming to do damage and mayhem to this individual, one of my friends and his family. And thank God this person had the wherewithal to be like, that's not right. I don't usually get a knock in the middle of the night, especially when it's stormy and it's 10 o'clock and nobody's called. And so he actually responded with the training and with his handgun that he had. He was able to meet that situation, prevail, and wind up on top. But, all that to say that we don't get to choose the moments, and that if we're not standing prepared constantly, then we might be finding ourselves at the mercy of a merciless individual or caught up in a scenario that could have been prevented. And so I guess that to me is a large part of it. And then plus, like you say, all the different things that are happening in this world right now, from the military side, you've probably seen some of the generals that are predicting war with China by 2025. You've got the conflict that's potentially stirring and on the horizon there in Taiwan, where China is constantly looking at that small country that is under our U.S. protection, and we would be obligated to jump into a peer conflict, not even near peer, but actually peer conflict. And this is something that I can tell you that the DOD has been posturing for the last several years. It's progressively more and more, the emphasis is coming away from GWAT, and it is catered towards actually fighting a peer in a potentially world war. And if we had a conflict in the Pacific, then every citizen's lives would be changed here in the States, and we might see something akin to like we haven't seen since World War II. And those kind of situations, we don't have the same kind of moral fabric or righteous standards that we had back even in that day. And so I feel that that kind of situation would make for even more perilous living day to day, just, you know, where we're at right now.
Well, yeah, we've seen the just street level crime go ballistic, and now we've got these pro Hamas, pro terrorist, communist activists that are calling for violence against anybody who will, you know, stand against them. You know, on the world stage, things are really getting very precarious. You know, just I think it was yesterday or just within the last few days. They announced that they're holding off on aid to Israel and Ukraine, and they're saying that the money is running out and time is running out, and they're saying the quiet parts out loud now, and that's only going to embolden our enemies, which are already on our, you know, in our country, with the Chinese, what I suspect are most likely advanced party, you know, assassins, saboteurs, intelligence operatives. And, you know, so this is getting very serious, not to mention the crime. You know, once the government is preoccupied with dealing with some conflict, they're looking out for the security of the citizens falls way down on the list. And it really depends on, you know, us. It's up to us to defend our, you know, our homes, our communities, our towns or county, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, this is really good. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the specific courses that you offer. And there's, it's very flexible for, you know, your patrons, your clients, you know, what individual courses, multi-day courses, mobile courses where, you know, your team can come to them if they can't come to you. But if they can, you've got some amazing facilities, and I want to talk about that. So we are talking with Michael Coran from American Reconstruction Concepts about self-reliance, self-defense, preparedness in this new world that we're living in, to give you the skills to prepare. So stick around. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared for an economic, socio-political collapse in America? Do you wonder how something like that could be possible? What would that even look like? I recommend Glenn Tate's 10-book series titled 299 Days. From a lawyer and government insider's perspective, he lays out a plausible scenario that could very well come about if we continue on the path we're on as a country. Through his fictional character, he lays out his own real-life journey to prepare himself and his family for the possibility of a future full of difficult challenges and what seem like impossible choices. 299 Days is a high-action dystopian novel written from the perspective of the average Joe American and outlines realistic plans and action steps that you could implement to prepare yourself and those around you for the difficult possibilities ahead. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from Patriot-held territory. And we're continuing on. If you just joined us late, we are interviewing the founder and lead instructor of American Reconstruction Concepts, which provides training for survival and tactics, firearms, a whole list of skill sets that, well, we believe that every American patriot citizen should have under the belt. So we're talking to Michael Coran, former SEER specialist, and the credentials, the SV80, and all the other courses that are under his belt, NRA certified instructor, and he's taken all of his past experience, brought that together, put it together in a company to train others who need these vital skills. So, Michael, thanks for being with us here at Radio Free Redoubt.
Thank you, JJ. I really appreciate the time.
Yeah. Now, you've got several different courses set up. You've got individual courses, and right now there's nothing on the website for the individual courses, and I know more of those are being designed and going to be added soon, but you've got multi-day courses. You've got let me just break these down here, because, like I said, you cover self-defense, wilderness survival, family and community preparedness, and you've got scheduled courses. They can request a course where you can go mobile with your team and train at somebody else's location if that's the only way that they can do it. But then you also have an Adventure Serenity House retreat location, which is just mind blowing. And we'll talk about that. So let's get into your courses and how you set those up. How can somebody get, first of all, where can they learn more about your company and the courses?
Yes. So we have social media pages on Facebook, Instagram. We're constantly pumping things out, as well as a YouTube channel for longer form information, videos and reviews and things of that nature. But the primary place is going to be AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com. And that's going to showcase not only who we are, what we're about, and how we present information, but the different courses that they can go to that are already scheduled, and then courses that we offer that they can schedule for themselves. So I'm glad you brought that up. The three different core offerings, or the ways that we can help people, is we're set up as a mobile company based in the heart of the Pacific Northwest. So essentially, we have people reaching out to us from Montana, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon that need courseware. We actually have people reaching out all across the states, but that's a little bit harder to double down on. So essentially, if people are in the Pacific Northwest, we can go to their location. So if you go to the courses tab on our website, it has a list of 11 different courses, each one are a day long. And that way we can facilitate the training in the different aspects between empty hand self-defense, defensive shooting courses, and wilderness survival. And we can go to their location, and it stipulates what kind of facilities we need to run those courses. So as long as they have five people and adequate facility, we will drive to their location and provide courses for them and their group. But since we already have courses that are being scheduled by other companies and other groups constantly, we will post that on our upcoming classes tab for our website. And so if people don't have enough to organize and request a class, then they can just check out what classes we do have going. And we also post them as events on Facebook, as long as we're not being shadow banned. Right. You probably know about that.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm looking here. You've got CQB combatives. That's like up close and personal, hands-on with an adversary, level one and level two. You've got edged weapons, which is excellent. Defensive handgun one and two. You've got tactical carbine, one and two. You've got operational night vision courses, wilderness survival level one, two, and three. And then, of course, you know, you've got to customize courses too, if somebody wants to, you know, combine some of these skills. So, I mean, there's pretty wide variety right there just in the weapons training alone.
going from your hand to edged weapons to the handgun and the carbine, and of course, you know, your night vision. So it's a pretty thorough training. And of course, I understand your background as well. So we're not talking about somebody who went through a course and is reteaching it. We're talking about an instructor, someone who taught DOD personnel going into, you know, combat zones, preparing them on all these different levels. So this is really good stuff.
And that's a great aspect to point out. I would say that the time in the military has provided a large context for my capacity to be able to translate skills to people. And that in itself has been just a incredible experience. The DOD has only one position that they specifically hire on and train for over a year going through the pipeline of the world's greatest survival course, I can say hands down. It's through that course that we get the experience to not only see some of the DOD's best training, but also get to experience survival in every single biome. And whenever we relate the lessons to students, it's not just from a book or a great idea we had once. It's actually born out of that experience and actually going through the paces. So that's provided a lot of the context for some of the training.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so there's another aspect to this, and this is a recent development and just an amazing thing. It's the Serenity Houses Resort Center for multi-day adventure, if you will, for group settings and training. And this training facility is world class. So why don't you talk about that?
Absolutely. So the adventures at Serenity Houses have been more of a newer offering. We're actually in the middle of a pre-launch right now, and Sunday is the last day for registration. We're currently offering a 2-day weekend retreat, and then we're going to be upping that to 5-day adventures. So essentially, people can fly into Spokane and then use a shuttle to come up to the retreat center, where there's rooms, there's great food that's always catered on site. There is amazing opportunities for learning either the wilderness survival or the self-defense skills. And at this resort center, they have just really incredible facilities. Between the fitness facility has not only all the standard equipment, but some specialized elite to maximize their time while working out. They have amazing rec center where it's like, I don't know. I always feel like I stepped into the roaring 20s, honestly, because you see the pool table and the shuffleboard and the air hockey and all these different games that are just standing by. Wow. And then there's a spa overlooking a beautiful pond outdoor pool. There's a sauna room. There's, you know, all these different things. And the setting is nestled in to this beautiful place that is just ringed around by a beautiful ridge. And I feel like I travel to the Swiss Alps every time I visit. It's just a really beautiful setting. And these people have been building their own personal retreat homestead, if you will, where they farm buffalo, they raise all kinds of small animals, and they have massive greenhouses. So you can be assured that like all the food is going to be non-GMO, not have preservatives in it. It's going to be all organic, and it's in-house. So people get a very rare experience. And then in that luxurious setting, there's a gentleman's course kind of styled offering where people can enhance their skill set in the areas around survival and self-defense and increasing their capacity to, you know, protect themselves, their family, and be a greater asset in their community.
Yeah, this is like a corporate retreat type setting, and just amazing for, you know, survival and tactical courses that, you know, you can pull back from. You can sit around a fire and debrief each other, and get all well rested for the next day of it. But coming up, you've got Gray Man Adventure. That's your first course, and well, you said today is the last day to register. That's over. But you've got more courses coming up.
Yes, this would be the last day. But then coming in next year, we'll have different 5-day course offerings. And it is more catered towards corporate offices to bring in their people. But even if we have special requests for different trainings, that's also something that we can facilitate, because the retreat center there is meant to be used, and it is just a beautiful place to be able to offer some of these trainings in more of a relaxed atmosphere.
Absolutely. All right. Okay. So Gray Man Adventure. Yeah. Explain that.
So the Gray Man concept is not just particular to men, but it is the idea that someone can essentially blend in to their environment and overcome challenges. It's often associated with, people behind enemy lines, or if they're in dire situations where they need to avoid obstacles and overcome challenges. And so the Gray Man being the symbol for this adventure is just trying to prep people up with the same kind of mindset to be able to overcome challenges and put on those skills that provide greater security for themselves, even their family. So that's where we provide the self-defense training. There's some weapons training involved. And in essence, our goal is to try to build up people's confidence and capability so that even if they came there with no context or background, they walk away with a great foundation to be able to build more skills on later. And if they have experience, that they get to see things from a new perspective, a new light, and continue to add skills to what they already have.
Yeah, outstanding. All right. Well, there's plenty to whet the listener's appetite there to want to go and learn more. Once again, that's AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com. And you can check out their courses. They can contact the staff through that. Once again, we're here with Michael Coran, who's one of the founders and the lead instructor there at American Concepts, American Reconstruction Concepts. Love the logo too. That with the spear through the AR is pretty cool. But
yeah, it's a tip of the spear, baby. And actually, the hidden icon behind that—I don't know if you noticed this—but between the A and the R is a cross.
I see and that.
So most people don't find that, but it's still there in the icon. So yeah, it's kind of neat.
Awesome. Christian Patriot-owned business, helping to get you prepared to meet the challenges ahead. So check them out. Michael, if you wouldn't mind, just one more time, put out your website and your information for them to be able to contact you and follow you.
Yes, AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com. That's going to be the best source to get a hold of us. There's lots of contact forms. Reach out via email. And then you can also message us on Instagram and Facebook. And we usually respond fairly quickly. So that's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And I'm really looking forward to checking out the Serenity House training facility and meeting up with you again. Sure. So great work. Keep it up. And man, Godspeed to you in all of your endeavors. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. And I hope you know you're welcome to come to any classes anytime. All right.
I'm looking forward to it. All right. I know that right. The instructors are top notch.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care now. God bless.
At the end of the day, either the communists win, destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a Revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
Welcome back to the fourth and final segment, Christian Patriots. The fourth and final segment here, I've got a code name segment for in the studio, Lady Liberty. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Well, of course, always glad to be here.
And it's kind of cool starting off the show, another year of putting out the one-time pads. Encoded secret message the kids are working on right now. Some of them are in bed.
That is just the coolest thing ever that these kids get to do this and everybody's so excited about it. But even more interesting is that the adults, this has caused like a jealousy amongst the adults.
Yes.
You know, we're trying to figure out, should there be a prize for the adults, you know,
because
this year we're going to let them have a chance at it. And so, I don't know, what do you give adults for something like this?
They want there's a kid in all of us, no matter how old you are, right? And so we had a patriot in the Southeast United States put together and custom engraved Bravo 6-5 Memorial.
Rider
BB gun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
okay.
That's really cool. So, hey, everybody's got to have a BB gun, right? The kid and all of us. I mean, I have a BB gun.
You are the most phenomenal shot with the BB gun. I can't even believe it. Well, you're an excellent shot with everything, but I'm not kidding. Let me just tell the audience, the listening audience, this cool story. One night, we walked out on the porch and we could see the flag and the flagpole, I don't know, probably out 100 feet. It was dark. You know, there's no light on the flagpole or anything. And you had your BB gun in your hand, what I guess is it a BB gun rifle? Is that what you call it?
The Red Ryder BB gun.
And so just flippantly, you said, I'm going to shoot that flagpole. And you didn't even look. I watched you. You just flung it straight up and ping, hit it. In the dark, a flagpole, this skinny little flagpole 100 feet away. And I hear this ting. And I just went, no way.
As I remembered, it was a challenge, actually. I thought you said, hit that flagpole.
Oh, did I?
See if you can hit that flagpole.
I can't remember even hardly the words that were said. I was just so blown away that I hear this ting. And you didn't even aim. You just lifted up your arm. You did it one-armed, one-handed, and just ping.
Two-handed. It was two-handed.
I don't know that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
they're a lot of fun, and you know, just got to be careful not to shoot your eye out, right?
Right.
But I got both my eyes. So I'm doing pretty good.
Well, just so long as you're not ever shooting at me, then I'd be worried. I'd be worried, even at 100 feet in the dark.
With a paintball gun and a 200-round hopper.
Right. Well.
All right. So what do you got for us here?
Speaking of shooting
four
at people,
yes.
Here we've got, I've got this combination of things going on that work together in something that you and I have been saying all along, that under a communist coup, when the rubber meets the road, like when we've got this invasion just about ready to drop the flag and say, okay, go ahead, attack,
right,
that this coup government, this coup communist government is going to make sure that all of our military are busy somewhere else in the world doing something else.
Yeah.
And so here we've got two things going on that they're sending our troops to besides Israel, right?
Right.
Okay, suddenly last week, the United States sends the military to defend Guyana from Venezuela. According to a Panamanian news portal, the invasion of Guyana by Venezuela was carried out on two fronts along the coast and through the Raposa Serra do Sol Indigenous Reserve. And so we're sending military to defend Guyana from Venezuela, whom we're begging for gas right now. And so we've also got a recent statement here that says the Biden Secretary of Defense warns U.S. troops are very likely going to be sent to fight in Europe if Ukraine aid is pulled.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and I saw that ultimatum there from Idi Amin.
Yeah, so this Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned Congress last week that U.S. troops would very likely be sent to fight in Europe if lawmakers failed to pass additional aid for Ukraine. Boy, you talk about bend everybody over the barrel. That is a load of garbage. But I have to say that with those two things happening simultaneously, in addition to troops being sent to Israel, I'd have to say they know about something coming to America right now.
Well, yeah, because the troops that are remaining are demoralized, incapacitated, or otherwise not deployable. Like all the transgender troops are non-deployable status.
Right.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. The history books, if we make it that far, for us to actually exist in history for people to read about us 100 years from now, are going to laugh and shake their heads and say, this is the stupidest people who have ever lived on the face of the earth, doing stupid things and throwing their country away. But here's the thing. Those people that are doing this are not us.
Right.
This is the maddening part about it. So
yeah, we are not them. They are not us. And everybody across the world keeps accusing the United States of being us, and we are responsible. We've had our elections stolen 2.5 years ago by a communist coup.
And anybody who did try to stand up, the Gestapo came down and slammed them down just for walking around in a foyer.
Right.
They've thrown grandmas into prison.
They're now in a dungeon without reprieve.
Right. And so the rest of the world's going, what's wrong with you Americans? How can we? Well, like, hold on. This has never happened
in the United States before.
Us Americans are not stupid because of what's happening in Ukraine or anything else. Those people are not us.
Right.
I mean, this regime that's making all those policy decisions and blowing our borders wide open. Those people that are doing that are not Americans. Anyway.
Well, and so with those three things all happening simultaneously, you have to look at that from the standpoint of, say, if you and I wanted to be the enemy of America, to bring America down, that would be my plan, would be to get all of America's military out of the country as soon as we found out that all the rest of the invaders were ready to go and ready to basically attack.
Right. Find reasons to get our military, the cream of your crop, out of the area.
That's right. And leave the United States completely defenseless without a military. And so those three things all happening at the same time cause me to have a little bit of intrepidation as to what that could mean.
Yeah.
And so, you know, of course, they're all hoping that everyone will stay completely disorganized like they are right now, because how do you take down a country that has 10 guns behind every blade of grass? Well, first of all, you make sure that everything is in total chaos, that they have no military to back them, and then you bring in 10 million foreign illegals that are willing to fight. And
there's no cohesion.
Right,
either. I mean, even among American citizens, you've got people waving
Hamas flags. Right, that's what I'm saying. Totally unorganized.
Right.
Yeah, unorganized, and everything's in chaos. It's from the standpoint of being an enemy of America, this is the perfect time to strike.
Oh, yeah. Yep. What a setup. Unbelievable. Well, thanks for those updates,
I don't know. that's a more of a precautionary statement to take note of.
Yeah, it's a
prepare.
I would say it is a sobering observation.
Yep.
From the parapet, you know, from the watchman on the wall saying,
that's right,
the dust clouds on the horizon is not a dust storm.
Right.
It's an army. And it's a threat.
And when you see all of these factors come together all at once, beware.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, good. Good resources and good observations. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, guys. Well, you be blessed out there. Be safe. Train. Train. Refamiliarize yourself with all your gear. Ops check all your stuff.
Meet your neighbors.
Meet your neighbors. Do some drills. Magazine change drills. Transition drills. Clean
neighborhood
your weapon.
Solidarity.
Yes. Comms. Get your comms up. Absolutely. All right. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. You guys be blessed. Good night.